Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, Ma.
Yes?
I want to do the intro with you. So do you normally hear our intro? Like, I say, bring us in, babe, but I won't say babe, obviously, because you're mom.
So. Welcome to Coco Caliente.
Yeah, so I'll say, bring us in, ma, and you say, welcome to, and then together we say, okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Bring us in, ma.
Welcome to
Coco Caliente. Woo! There we go. All right, so on the episode today, as you, if you noticed or did not notice, it's my mom, Gretchen Arroyo. It's Martina. How do you say it? What's your full name? Just to explain it to people.
Gretchen Mario Arroyo Martinez.
So why do you have two last names?
Arroyo I use now because I'm married. Mm-hmm. And Martinez because it's my dad's last name.
So why do Spanish people use two last names? So like, for example, if I lived in Puerto Rico or when I lived in Puerto Rico, my name was Victor Arroyo III Martinez. Why do we do that?
I really don't know. I think because your mom, your dad will be first and then your mom is second. I don't know. I really don't understand. I never understood. That was the rule and that's what we're doing.
I just think it's a better... So if I had to do my like armchair expert analysis of the situation is that there's no other Victor Arroyo III Martinez, right? There might be another Victor Arroyo III, or there might be another Gretchen Mariu Arroyo, but there's no other Gretchen Mariu Arroyo Martinez.
Yeah, that could be a possibility.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But in Puerto Rico, too, when you get married, you don't change your last name. You still keep your last name. If you do change it, it will say, like, Gretchen Martinez de Arroyo. That means that I belong to Arroyo.
So you'd be, well, you left out your middle name. So you'd be Gretchen Mariu de...
Gretchen Mariu Martinez, my dad's last name, de Arroyo.
Interesting.
Yes, yes.
Which here, you could completely get rid of your last name.
Yes.
And you'd be Gretchen Arroyo. Right?
Yes.
Gretchen Mariu Arroyo.
Yeah.
Which it is right now.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Interesting. So for those of you listening, this is obviously my mom.
Hi.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Her name's Gretchen. And I came home. So today I was actually supposed to be podcasting with Dom, Danny's husband. But on a whim, I said, you know, I took a vacation from work and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to New Orleans. I'm going to surprise my mom. And while I'm there, without her knowing, she's going to be on the podcast.
Which was weird when I saw him. I didn't expect that. I was so excited. I'm still getting the chills.
So explain that experience. Like, so what you, because I saw you coming home from work, right? I saw your car pass by. So what were you thinking in your mind? Did you even see me outside or no?
No, I have no clue. I just text your dad. Actually, I was texting him when I was at the bridge at the Twin Span, and I was telling him, like, I'm at the bridge right now because it was raining earlier, and he was worried. And he's just saying, okay. So I figure normally he make my coffee when he knows I'm close. So,
you have coffee when you come home?
Normally, I do.
Okay.
Yes. He make a cup of coffee, and he knows I come home. I get my coffee. So I parked the car. I saw his shoes out there, so I figured he was inside the house. So I came in the house, I looked at the coffee maker, and there was no coffee brewing. Which normally that's weird.
Which is weird, right? Yeah, yeah, the coffee that should be brewing when you get into the house when you go.
Yeah, especially yesterday because I had an appointment.
Okay.
So I was coming just for a little bit. I figured maybe he thought that I was going straight to the appointment, so he didn't do the coffee. So I run in, I put my coffee, but as I walk in the door, I see some tennis shoes inside the house. And to be honest with you, I thought, well, maybe somebody's here. But then I look at the shoes, and they look kind of new. I said, well, maybe he bought some shoes, and he showed it to me, and I didn't pay attention.
Like, he bought some brand new shoes. Yes. He was all excited. He showed them to me, but I don't even remember him showing
them. Yes, exactly. Okay. And I look at the shoes, and I'm like, okay. I don't want to say anything because if he did show them to me and I didn't pay attention, he's going to be kind of, you know, why you didn't pay attention when I showed them. Mm-hmm. So I know it's funny. Little things, you know.
Yeah.
So so I put the coffee and I turn around and I look at the chair and I saw a sweater.
My sweater that was, I hung over the chair.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't expecting you to. Well, she was supposed to come home later in the day. Let's establish that. She was supposed to be home around 6. She got home around like 5:40, let's say.
Yeah.
Around that. So you saw this, my sweater was sitting on the chair.
Yes. And the first thing that I thought is like, I thought about it. I said, Victor, that must be Victor, because who else? But then I didn't want to get excited, because a lot of times I'm thinking, you guys are going to surprise me and nothing happens. And then I get all disappointed. So I look at the sweater, and then I start calling Junie, my husband. And I
like you're yelling for him. Like, yeah, hey, Junie.
Hey, Junie. I'm like, okay, nobody's here. And then I just happened to look upstairs because we've been working on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I look upstairs and the light in your room.
Yeah, my old room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is on. I'm like, that's kind of weird. But when I saw that, I sprint up the stairs.
And then you saw my bags up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then I was sure. Yeah, for sure. That's him. So I came downstairs running. I opened the door. And,
outside. You went outside and then you saw me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm so happy I was able to surprise you. Because that was my goal. Like about a week ago, I told Papi, I was like, hey, look, I got all these days off of work. I'm going to show up here early. Don't tell mom. And I'll be there and then we'll surprise her. He's like, all right, perfect. And so it worked out really well. So yeah. I'm happy that I was able to surprise you.
Yeah. If I would have known that you were coming, I would have showed up to work yesterday. To be honest. So it was good that you didn't tell me. Yeah.
So I'm excited. So this is the first time you're on the podcast. How do you feel? Are you nervous? Like when I told you, because so for people listening, I never told my mom like that. Obviously that I was coming, let alone that she's going to be on the podcast, right? So what did you think when I told you that you were going to be on the podcast?
My first reaction was like, I have nothing to say. You should talk to my husband. You should talk to your dad. Just get daddy. He got a lot of stuff to talk about. He likes to talk.
But what I'll start with is that, so you and Papi, right, mm-hmm. are from, So mommy in Spanish is mom, papi in Spanish is dad. So you and papi are both from the same hometown, but you guys didn't get together until you were like in like Chicago or like Waukegan.
We didn't even met.
You guys, exactly. So they're from, yes. So you guys are both from the same hometown in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Jayuya, in the middle of nowhere in the jungle, right?
Yes. This,
one of the smallest fucking places that you can meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys didn't even really meet each other.
No, and the funniest part is I knew his dad, I knew his brothers, but I never met him.
So how does that work? Explain it to me. Because now, like, pretend like I don't know the story because let's say I remember parts of the story, but I don't know the whole story. How did you guys meet?
How do we actually meet?
How did you meet? Yeah.
Okay. I moved to Waukegan, Illinois after I finished high school.
I was about to say, why did you even go to Waukegan?
I wanted to go to a college in the metropolitan area in Puerto Rico, which I was accepted to. my mom being the type of mom that everybody has to be around the house, you know, all your girls. Okay, she didn't let me go. She sent me to, she said, you can go to this other college, which was closer. I didn't want to study what they were giving.
Teaching so, at that class that was closer to the
house. So, yes. So I was already out of high school. So I'm like, okay, then can I move with my aunt in Waukegan? So to see if I can, like, learn English really well and go to school over there, which I did. I moved with my aunt. And
how? But, okay, so this is so weird. So your mom doesn't let you go to a school in your, let's say, I guess state, but, like, home country, right? Because Puerto Rico is part of the – a lot of people don't understand that Puerto Rico is part of the U.S. But
it's Commonwealth.
Yeah, it's a Commonwealth. But she doesn't let you go to a school within your own state, but she lets you – go over technically overseas, right? She lets you go all the way across the country to Chicago.
Yes, but you have to understand, if I would have moved to the town that I wanted to go to college,
what
I would have been
that?
On my own in San Juan.
Oh, so by yourself in San Juan?
Yes, I would be on my own. And, you know, moms get scared. And
so she was okay with you going with your aunt?
Yes. Gotcha. And then I got a lot of family over there, too. So it wasn't like you're going to be by yourself.
Yeah, you know? It's not just your aunt. Yes, you have a bunch of other
I got
people
cousins.
There.
Yeah, I got 19 uncles and aunts. So, we got a lot of people.
For people that can, my mom kind of has a little thicker accent, but she has 19 aunts and uncles.
Yes.
19.
On my mom's side.
Just on her, yeah. Her mom has 19 brothers and sisters, including her, right? So that's a lot. You already know the importance of taking care of your skin. Whether you're worried about dullness, redness, fine lines, or acne, trying to find the right treatment can be frustrating. Now, there's a simpler, smarter solution to skincare. Meet Rory, a digital health clinic for women. Rory is a sister brand of Roman. Like Roman, they make it simple to connect with a healthcare professional online and see if personalized prescription skincare treatment is right for you. All from the comfort of your home. Go to your phone or computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed healthcare professional within 24 hours. And if appropriate, they'll prescribe a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you and your skin. With Rory, you don't even have to go to the pharmacy. Your custom skincare is delivered right to you with free two-day shipping. You can also follow up with a healthcare professional anytime if you need to make a change to your treatment or have any questions. They're with you every step of the way on your skincare journey. With Rory, there is no commitments and you can cancel anytime. Go to hellorory.com/Coco to try our nightly defense for just $5. It's free to chat with a doctor and your first order is only $5. That's HelloRory.com. HelloRory.com/Coco. So you go to Chicago.
I go to Chicago. It just happened that I'm going to tell you kind of a weird story. Arroyo, my husband, family, is my mom married his cousin.
But that wasn't your
dad. He wasn't my dad, no.
Okay, so your mom...
My mom...
was with your dad at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your dad leaves the picture.
Uh-huh.
And then at another point, your mom marries somebody that's related to dad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So when I moved to Chicago, I got another aunt that is married to my stepdad's brother.
Okay.
Which this is getting... Junie's cousin.
Okay. Okay.
So because they were related, he was going over there and seeing them and stuff like that. That's how I ended up meeting him. Yes. Because he's family.
What a convoluted way to meet somebody.
I know.
Right? Who ends up being technically family, but not really family.
Not really family
through marriage. That's all it was.
Yes, yes.
Right? And not even your dad.
No.
Right? Somebody else's.
Yes. Huh. That's how I met him. And the funny part was, and this is like, I tell this and people sometimes don't believe me. When I went to buy the ticket, and I called my aunt that
The plane ticket.
Uh-huh. And I called my aunt, look, I'm moving over there. My mom say yes. I got a cousin that she's my age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my cousin called me and she's like, oh, wait until a certain day. I say, why? I say, because Victor is over there. which is my husband now, he's over there, so you don't fly by yourself. He's flying over here.
He's flying on the same day that this...
So you can fly together. So wait to get the ticket the day that he leaves, so
and
you can
you
fly together.
No.
I said, what I told her, I said, I don't have to wait for any man to fly across the, you know, U.S. Which it was my husband.
That's so crazy. So then you guys hook up. You guys, you get pregnant with Ashley. Right?
Yes.
You guys move back to Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And then at some point, Dad decides, I got to do something. So he joins the military.
Yes. He was going to college over there in Puerto Rico. And of course, I was pregnant with Ashley. He was thinking of ways to make our lives better.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to college, but it's going to be like a long run. You're having the baby. I need to do something.
Now.
Yes. And he, we talk about it, and he say, I'm thinking of joining the military. When he say that, I got kind of, like, I understood his point of view.
But you were apprehensive.
Yes, because I got a lot of family that was in the military. I never get to see them.
Oh, okay.
So I was a little like, yeah. But then he still decided to go, so he did sign.
He left, but then you were at home basically with your mother-in-law, my grandma.
Yes.
Right? You're basically living with them while he was over there in the military.
Yeah, he signed, he went to boot camp, and yes, I stayed with my mother-in-law in Puerto Rico.
So then after that, because all I know is, you know, I was born... And then after that, we basically were bouncing around the world.
Yes.
After that. So when did we leave? I guess, when was I born? Because I know I remember I was born and he was in the Gulf War, right?
Yes. What happened was I stayed in Puerto Rico with Ashley when he joined the military. I didn't want to move with him.
Uh-huh.
We decided not to move together because he was in a battleship. And the battleship was never in port.
Okay, so basically he was bouncing around overseas all the time and you would have been at whatever house by yourself.
At the beginning, he was in the United States, stationed in the United States, but the ship was in training constantly.
Okay.
So one of those times, the ship was going to be in port for a long time. I went to see him, and then while I was over there with him, they told him he had to go to the Persian Gulf.
Oh,
so we were in Virginia.
Was that during the Gulf War?
Yes, that's okay. At the beginning.
Yeah. Desert Storm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Desert Shield, I think it
Desert
was.
Desert Shield, Desert then, Shield. Before Desert Storm,
Desert
it was
Storm.
Desert Shield. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
So he was one of the first battleships that they deployed.
USS Wisconsin.
USS Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
BB-64. And I went to Puerto Rico, of course, when they were going to deploy. You know,
yeah.
I did my vacation with him and whatever, and then I went
back
to
home.
Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And when he was over there in the Gulf, and you have to think about this. Back then, there was no cell phones.
Which is kind of hard for people. I mean, it's hard to think about now because we're tied to our cell phones. It's attached to our hip, so... In those times, he's going out to war, no phone. He can call you whenever he has some availability to do that, which is not all the time, right?
It was rare because they had to stop in a port for them to get out of the ship.
Oh, to actually be able to get on a landline.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
And,
so they couldn't call from the ship.
No, they couldn't.
Oh, wow. So it'd be a while at a time.
Yes, yes. And I didn't went through this, but he tells me that the problem is you got a battleship full of people and everybody want to call. It's only two phones in the port, so it takes you forever to make a phone call, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So back then it was just letters. Letters was the
and it wasn't World War II. It was, you know what I mean. It's not like you were in a time that you had no.
This was 1990,
because I was born in 91. So yeah,
1991. So
he was. So you were pregnant with me when he was in the Persian Gulf.
Yes, and I remember that my mom. I didn't know that I was pregnant. So yeah, my mom came to visit one day, and she looked at me and she's like, "Oh, you look beautiful. And you look so skinny. You're pregnant."
The glow. Yeah. She was like, "You got that glow about you."
Yeah. She's like, "I think you're pregnant." And I'm like, "No, I'm not."
No way. And so you were pregnant.
I was pregnant.
Did you tell, were you able to tell Papi?
And that was the thing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to write to him. Maybe 3 months later, he figured it out.
No way.
So, yes, I told him in a letter. I said, you know, I miss you. I love you. And congratulations. You're going to be in that.
You're not again, right? Yes. A dad again, right?
You're going to be a dad. Yeah, yeah. And I remember back then I received, and this was funny, talking about the letters. Mm-hmm. You don't get letters for maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 days, or maybe a month, and then you receive like 15 letters. So I used to go to the mailbox every day, and then when I receive all that pack of letters, I have to look at the stamp and then accommodate it by date.
Oh, yeah, yeah, put them together so you read them in order.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly. And after, like, I received the letter, and he sent me a tape. A cassette tape, everybody recorded congratulations.
And like talking. The guys from his unit or whatever, they were recording. He had voice recordings of all of them saying congratulations.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Wow. That was, it was an experience. It's so hard to explain because it's not like now you talk to them and just by thinking about it, like, it make me like tear up because you right now you can talk to them. You can even see them.
Yeah, you can see FaceTime, yes. Zoom, whatever.
Exactly. And then over there, it's like, you just use your imagination what he was doing when he was writing this letter, mm-hmm. when he explained to you what he's doing or how things is going.
Trying to visualize what they're saying, right? Like he's writing, this is where I'm at right now. And you try to picture that in your head opposed to getting a FaceTime, right? And being able to see what's around them at the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a lot more, I guess that's why you're able to, or that's why they're able to romanticize it a lot more in like movies and stuff, because you don't know, right? You get this letter and you see this and it's, you have to imagine that. You have to imagine it all because there's no way for you to actually see it.
Yes.
It's so bizarre. So what I wanted to ask you was, when we were growing up, me and Ashley being my sister, we learned English in school.
Right? Yes.
Because we grew up learning Spanish in house.
Right? Yes.
You and Papi all just talk Spanish in the house, and that's how we learn. How did your English progress?
Well, it was hard at the beginning because if I moved to Waukegan, and there's a lot of Hispanic people over there, so I didn't need the language.
If you guys haven't played Best Fiends yet, I don't know what you guys are waiting for. I've talked about it so much. Nicole has talked about it so much. We compete against each other so much in this game. It's puzzles. It's characters. You build your characters. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play this game. So if you're somebody that travels and you're like, oh, you know, I can't play games when I travel. Yes, you can play games. You can play Best Fiends. They have so many downloads, over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews. Best Fiends is a must play, so you don't even have to take it from me. There's over 100 million other people that play this game that don't include me, right? And what's cool about this game, too, is that they update it. So, like, for Valentine's Day, they got all these hearts and stuff. For Mother's Day, it's about mothers. Like, and you can upgrade these characters, and they're so cute. Nicole thinks they get uglier as they get older. I think they get stronger and better. We just look at things differently, but I don't know. If you find yourself playing in a random weird place, that's normal because I do that too. It's weird. You just want to play this game so much because it's so challenging. All I want to tell you is Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. So when you first moved to the States, you got by just solely on Spanish. You were absolutely fine.
Yes, I was fine. I did take some classes, but like if you don't practice.
It's like taking Spanish in high school. People take it and they just don't remember anything.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
And then when you were born, we decide this is it. We're going to move together. You know, after being separated for 9 months, mm-hmm. we were like, we cannot stay in two places.
Yeah.
So we decide to move to Virginia when he was stationed at.
Okay.
So I moved to Virginia.
Is that because am I wrong to say that we moved to Virginia twice then?
No, you're not. We did move to Virginia
twice. Okay. Okay, so we moved, because I didn't even know about the first move to Virginia,
yes,
to be honest.
Yes, the first move, well, no, of course not, because you were
a baby. Yeah.
We bought a car. Let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
So he went to the Persian Gulf. Uh-huh. He did the Desert Chill and Desert Storm. Mm-hmm. So he stayed the whole 9 months over there. Mm-hmm. Picture this. He left. I weighed maybe 115 pounds.
115.
15.
Before being pregnant.
Before being pregnant. That's the last time that he saw me. Mm-hmm. He came back. I weighed 182.
Oh, my God. How much weight did I add to you?
A bunch of weight.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry.
I was in Chicago. It was cold. It was winter. I was by myself.
Eating. Okay. Yeah.
And enjoying it. I was pregnant. I was allowed to eat.
How much did I weigh as a baby?
8 pounds, 12 ounces.
Is that big?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big.
Yes, that's big.
That sounds big.
That sounds big.
Like a 10-pound dumbbell in your body. Like, yeah, that's big.
Yeah. So when he came back and he saw me, he's like, oh, my God.
What happened? But you didn't – but so from – I've seen pictures,
yes,
right? You didn't gain it in your face.
No.
And you didn't gain it in your legs or arms. It's legit just stomach.
Yes.
Like, your stomach was massive.
Yes, yes. Everybody thought, even my stepdad, he thought that I was going to have twins because he's like, you are huge. I sat in the couch. I couldn't get up. Like,
somebody had to help you out of the couch.
Yes.
I was a healthy baby.
Yes, yes. So when he came back, then I was about to give birth. I was about to have you. He came back.
He wasn't there when I was born because his dad was sick.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. He came back. We went the next day or something like that. We went to the doctor to see my doctor because he wanted to make sure
that
you were healthy and I wasn't going to have you until like 2 weeks because he needed to see his dad. His dad was sick. He got heart surgery when Juni was in the Gulf.
Yep.
So he wanted to see him. So we went to the doctor. The doctor told him, oh, no, she's not ready. She's not going to have the baby. You got time. Go to Puerto Rico for a week and come back. And then she will have the baby. She's good.
Yeah.
He left in the morning. I have you at 2 o'clock. in the next morning.
What a shitty ass doctor. He was completely wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. He left that morning, and then at 2 o'clock the next morning, 2 o'clock a.m., I have you.
Wow.
And the story is, because I didn't see his face, that my mother-in-law wake him up saying, hey, Gretchen had the baby. And he's like, okay, what she had? And she's like, another girl. He's like, okay, I call her later. And then she's like, no, she got a boy. And then he jumped out of the bed and called me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was the story.
That's really cool. And then so back to, I guess, you guys move into Virginia.
So after that, we pick up everything. We put it in the car. We moved to Virginia.
He got stationed there. He chose that duty station, right?
He got stationed over there until they decide where they're going to go next.
Oh, so it's a temporary place.
Yes. It was temporary because the chief was like, the war was already over. Mm-hmm. So he was moving to another station.
Got you.
Yeah. So we stayed there like maybe 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then they send us to Panama.
Central America.
The country, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what was it like for you learning? So I guess what the original thing is like, what was it like for you learning English?
Yeah, that's the thing. Once we moved to Virginia, I couldn't find anybody to speak English. Spanish. Oh, my God. I have to learn it. Like, I have no choice. So I learned
it. But how did you learn it?
TV, not talking, like everything was in English, everything, TV. I remember going to the supermarket and trying to explain myself. It was so difficult.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I have to learn it. So I did. I did learn it.
But just through watching American television.
Yes. And I wasn't like now I think I speak better.
But you have an accent now.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
But I can express myself. You can express. I mean, you know all the words. That's not a problem. You have an accent. Everybody has an accent. But the fact that you moved to Virginia with knowing, not even, I mean, maybe the high, bi, basic, you know, whatever.
And not just that, then I have nobody. I didn't know anybody. Like, I had no family, no friends. We just moved there. He was working.
So how does this become normal for you? Because from there, we just start bouncing around, right? That's when it started, where we went to Panama and then we went to Florida. And I think we probably went back to Virginia and then back to Panama. And then we went to Italy, right? So
yes.
How do you take that in as somebody that's, you know, from a small island in Puerto Rico that happened just to go to Chicago or, you know, Illinois to be with family. And now, next thing you know, you're bouncing around from all these places that you've never been before with people that you never known when your whole life has been basically in one place.
I cannot tell you how it happened or how I get used to, but I know my rock was him. Mm. Like, he always, I remember him telling me, you can do this, you know, you can do it. You can do it. We're together. Mm-hmm. We got the kids. You can handle it. And it was hard. I don't want to tell you it was easy. It was a lot of times I just want my family to be there for me.
Yeah.
Or to help with you
guys. Because you're by yourself.
Yes. And I was by myself in Virginia with a newborn and a two-year-old.
And where was Papi?
He was there, but like when the Persian Gulf War ended, they went to the parade in New York and stuff like that.
Oh, so he was gone for a little bit.
Yeah, he was gone for a little bit. So, mm-hmm. But I did it, and I think it made me stronger. Like, from the person that I was afraid of a lot of stuff to the person that I can put a house together, hook up the internet, hook up the stereo system, pack, unpack, everything. I can do everything, and it makes me a better person, you know?
And also, I was going to ask you, because I say this all the time, but I think I tell partial truths sometimes. I might tell partial truths sometimes, but was me and Ashley learning English in school helping you learn English at home? Did that help?
Yes. Yes.
So yeah. It did. So I'm not lying.
No. Okay, of course it helped.
So we start learning English in school, and then we're saying English stuff at home.
And because I had to help you guys, so I was learning in the process. I remember a story that I used to read about skyscraper.
So my mom, she used to read a story, and then every time she got to this part, she would read, instead of saying skyscrapers, she would say skycrappers. She would say skycrappers, and we would laugh, and we'd laugh. And it's like, Mom, it's skyscrapers, right? So that's what you're talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. And little things like that, I learned with you guys, and I learned like watching TV, and then I got a nanny job. Mm-hmm. And the lady was really nice.
I remember you got the nanny job, yeah. Well, because I also remember when we lived in Panama, in Central America, the second time, right? And Ashley's older, I'm older, but Ashley was actually going to school and she knew English.
Yes.
But I still didn't know English, right? And then so Ashley would have friends come over that spoke.
No, that was in Florida.
That was in Florida?
In Florida.
Oh, okay. So she had friends that knew English. Yeah. And she knew English, but I didn't know English.
Because you weren't in school yet.
Because I wasn't in school yet. And so they would talk to me in English and I would be like just saying gibberish. Yeah. Right? I'd be like, thinking I'm speaking English, and they'd all laugh and make fun and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you were in school, to be fair.
Obviously. I'm just saying, I think it's crazy because a lot of people, I'd say most people don't have the experience that we have, right?
Yes.
Most people live in the same place their whole life. They're either Spanish and Puerto Rican, and they live in Puerto Rico their whole life, so speaking Spanish, that's all they have to worry about, or they live in the U.S. their whole life, and all they have to worry about is English. So, but we had the unique experience to where we're Spanish and English, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I was born in Waukegan, Illinois, but Spanish was still my first language.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because we learned it at home.
Yeah.
Which is still weird to me to think sometimes, because then people are like, oh, so you should know perfect Spanish. Well, it's like, yeah. But I didn't learn like the literature Spanish, right? I wasn't reading Shakespeare in Spanish or writing, you know, like we were talking at home. Mm-hmm. You were talking to us, and that's how we learned, right?
Yes, yes. I always wanted to do that because June is that. He always say, you know, don't forget your roots. Mm-hmm. Never forget your roots. And I'm a proud Puerto Rican.
Absolutely.
And I did that. Like, it was the first thing at home was Spanish, always, always. Music, Spanish. TV, Spanish. Which it was bad for me, but it was good for you.
So what did you think? So all these years pass. I grow up, high school, all this stuff. I graduate college. And then Big Brother comes knocking on the door. I mean, what did you ever envision for me in my life? I mean, did you ever think I was going to do something like that?
I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. But like, you always like to be the center of the attention. When you were little, you were like, I remember putting you in tables, like we do like family parties and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And you were little, you were like maybe a year and a half, and I put you in the table, dance, Victor, and you were like dancing and showing off. So yeah, you like that size. So I never thought about it, but
how
you start acting a little bit, and that was good.
Yeah. So what was it for you as a mom watching me on TV, and then also having all these people's opinions of me at the same time, right? That might necessarily not be true, but it's just their opinions of me. Like, I just...
Well, of course, I used to get mad if they said something bad. I don't want to lie.
Yeah, rightly so.
Then at the end of the day, it's like, I knew who you are. Like, I know who you are as a person. I know, mm-hmm. I raised you, and you're a great kid. Like, I'm like, they're going to know who he is. So yeah. I don't want to worry about that. But yes, it bothered me. It bothered me that people were talking
crap.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, what I try to do now, especially with Nicole on Big Brother as we speak, is the people that are talking crap are talking crap because they have something going on in their own life, right? They have something happening in their own life that makes them bitter or sad or whatever it may be, and I don't fault them for it, right? I try to be the bigger person. It's like, it is what it is. They say what they want to say. And me being the person that I am, I'm not here to fight them, right? Mm-hmm. They have their own opinions. Why would I fight them, right?
Yeah. And then, too, you have to think that they're in a environment that... Even let's say they say something or they think something, sometimes they say it, but they don't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a stressful environment. I don't think I can do it.
You wouldn't do a Big Brother.
I don't think I can do it at all. No, nuh-uh. When they were over here recording, like that hour or 2 hours or whatever.
When they came, so they came to the house to do the home visit while I was on the show.
Yeah. Yes. And to be in TV and like that somebody else is seeing me or judging me for what I'm saying or how my accent sound, or I'm like, no. No. I like my quiet life.
Now you brought that up. Did you ever feel or do you ever feel some type of way if somebody makes fun of your accent?
I do sometimes. Sometimes I ignore them, but sometimes I do. Like, and I feel like saying, well, I can say some stuff to you in Spanish and smile, and you would think that I was saying something nice, but I'm not.
I think that because sometimes, so I'll see people get frustrated with somebody that speaks another language because they can't necessarily understand everything they're saying. But they're catching up on some words, right? Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So let's say they can comprehend that they're trying to go to the bathroom or get a drink or, you know, looking for directions somewhere, right? But they can't completely understand what that person is saying and they get frustrated, okay? But then I take myself back and I think that person that you're talking to knows two languages.
Yes.
Right? They're able to obviously communicate with you and get the information they need to do what they need to do. At the same time, they know this whole other language that you have no fucking idea what they're saying, which is what frustrates me the most.
But
right?
not just that, then you have to think about the person that's trying to express themselves and they can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know how frustrating that is?
Oh, yeah.
That you can explain, you know it's so simple, but at the same time, you cannot... Find the words.
You can't articulate it,
yes.
Right? Because especially somebody that has, let's just say they just know Spanish, they don't know English,
mm-hmm.
right? And all they can do is like signs with their hands or point or kind of maybe say some words, but part of a word that they don't even know if they're saying correctly.
Correctly, yeah.
Yeah, that's far behind. And then I guess what gets under my skin the most is people to think that people like that are less educated.
Yes.
When it's not the fact that they're less educated, it's the fact that they might just not be able to express themselves how you want them to, because you also don't know the language that they're speaking. So yes. That's the most frustrating to me.
Yes, yes. I understand where you're coming from. I do translations right now. I translate for an orthopedics office. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of Hispanic patients. And the first thing they ask is, do you have somebody that speaks Spanish? I come out and I got my accent.
And they're so happy.
Yes, yes.
And breath of fresh air.
Yes. And especially when it's technical terms. Because maybe I cannot translate it to them
in technical terms,
yeah. But I can explain,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, yeah, because you can tell them what's going on
and
what's happening.
Even if you go to a doctor and you don't have any knowledge or an orthopedic and they say the tibia or the rotator cuff, maybe mm-hmm. you don't understand what he's saying, but if they explain to you what it is.
Hey, this is in your shoulder. This is what that part does. I might not be able to tell you exactly what the name of the part is technically, but I can tell you what it does, where it's at, and what it,
you know. That comes to everything. Like, even if that person is, let's say, is trying to ask you for something, if he can explain it to you or if you can explain it to them in another way, maybe they get the message.
Mm-hmm.
But people get frustrated really easily. And that's what the problem comes.
That's crazy. No, and I think about that a lot because that'll frustrate me sometimes. Like, man, why don't they just speak English? Like, dude, why don't you just speak Spanish, right? Right? Because it goes both ways. That's how I think about that. Anyway, changing topics, right? Yes. You've been watching Big Brother, right?
Yes.
So right now, I think, who's on the block right now?
Kesar?
Oh, Kesar, that's what it is.
Kesar and the other guy that was in the spot the first week.
Kevin. Kesar and Kevin. So yeah. Kesar and Kevin are on the block right now.
Yes.
Who do you think is going home, and who do you think anybody's going to win the veto?
I don't remember who's playing for the veto. Did you pick already for the veto?
Actually, no. No, you're absolutely right. Nobody's picked for the veto.
Oh,
but do you think Kesar or Kevin are going home this week?
I don't know. I think that guy that is HOH, what's his name? Enzo?
Enzo, yeah. The guy, he's from Jersey.
I think he's like all over the place. I think he wants to stir the pot. Yeah, and actually, I was kind of afraid because hear him talking, I'm like, if you want to put Danny on the block, maybe Nicole is.
Yeah.
Nicole is not going to be safe. So, but I hope Kesar goes home.
You hope Kesar goes home?
Yeah, because he's going to come after all of the guys, all the alliance that Nicole have. I think.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, yes. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think he is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's. I think Nicole's in a good spot right now, especially if she stays like
low key, mm-hmm.
Because she's been so high key recently. So if she stays low key, I think she'll be all right. But I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, but they know she's good. They know that, and they are afraid. Maybe they're not vocalizing it, but Devon.
Yeah.
Okay, she was mentioning Nicole. Like
she mentions her a lot.
Yeah. So, I think Danny, the thing with Danny was that she starts stirring the pot with saying that maybe Devon or the other girl. And
that voted to keep Janelle.
Yes.
That voted against Kesar or whatever.
Yeah, and if they find out the truth, then they know she's working with Nicole. So, I don't know. I don't know. I hope Nicole stays a little quiet. And
yeah, I mean, me too. I hope she's not as feisty as she has been because it draws a lot more attention to her. You know what I mean? I've seen her this season a lot more feisty than I've ever seen her at home sometimes, right? So, and I'm like, whoa, where's this coming from? Like when she called out Janelle for the have not, I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's something new. And then she was like, oh, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Kind of came out, and I was like, I guess that kind of makes sense, you know? And then she did it again on the exit interview, and I was like, ugh.
But, you know, maybe she's getting more confidence. on herself, and then she's
which
able
is a good
to,
thing.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe she's able to actually express some stuff that she before she couldn't, like she hold
and
it.
She was like containing.
Yes, yeah. Because she wasn't like she's more out there. You know.
Yeah.
So
it could be either way. I don't know. I'm hoping she continues how she's doing, because as of right now, it seems like she's doing good, and then she's going to stay in the house a little bit longer. So I'm just like, fingers crossed,
yes,
right?
Yes. She's doing good, though. She's doing good. I'm so proud of her.
So changing topics.
Okay.
So I normally do a Spanish word of the day, and then I didn't pick another language word. So we're not going to do that. We're going to skip that. But weird or normal, right?
Okay.
Is it weird or normal to drink water at room temperature?
To me, that's weird.
Weird?
To me, that's weird.
You can't drink room temperature water. Like this bottle of water that I'm drinking right now. Like when you asked me earlier, hey, do you want a warm water?
Yes, exactly how I asked it. I drink a lot of water. Like I drink water, that's all I drink.
Uh-huh.
And it has to be cold. It cannot be...
Like cold, like just in the fridge or with some ice or something?
Yes. It has to be like from the fridge, it's fine.
Why does it have to be cold?
I don't know. But maybe because I feel like I'm drinking a Coke because it's cold. Because all I drink is water, you know? Maybe.
You know what's weird though? When, I don't know if, I mean, you should remember. When I was growing up, I used to drink a lot of soda and juices, right?
Yes.
And I would always make fun of you. Because I was like, why do you just drink water? I don't know at what point in your life you decided to just drink water. But I remember at some point in my life, I realized that you were only drinking water. And I was like, why do you just drink water? It has no flavor, has no taste. It's nothing. It's just a thing, right? But now all I drink is water. I don't drink juice. I don't ever drink milk. I don't drink soda.
Yeah.
All I drink is water. As a matter of fact, I'm sponsored by water, Essentia, and that's all I drink. All I drink is Essentia water, and then now I'm here and I'm drinking some other water, but at home, all I drink is water.
Yeah, you always, like, maybe when we were growing up, that's all we drink at home.
No, but we drank juice. We had soda at the house.
No, when I was growing up.
Oh, when you... Oh.
When I was growing up.
So fun fact about my mom. She grew up in a lower income household. I guess that's the best way to say it, right?
Yes.
And so you guys didn't have a lot of amenities.
No. Like, I remember when my dad goes to the supermarket, that first day that he bring the pack of juice, that's the only day where we didn't drink the juice.
And everybody drank juice that day, and it was
that
gone.
That day, and it was gone. And it was six of us. Six girls, my dad, and my mom.
Six
my
sisters, so six of you, because, no brothers.
No brothers.
Six sisters, and then your mom and your dad.
Yeah, my stepdad, yes.
Dang.
Yes. So yeah. So I guess that's part of why.
So growing up, that's what you mostly drink is water.
Yes.
So that makes a lot more sense. I thought it was at some point in our life, while we were alive, you just switched to water, but you were drinking water just straight up from
the
rip.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. That makes a lot more sense. Okay. Well, now I feel bad.
No, I always like that's my thing, water. I drink in my nightstand, sometimes I got 3 or 4 bottles of water because every night I bring one in the room and then I don't finish it. And then the next night I bring one because they have to be cold.
Well, that's the other thing, because I never like them. Now, I just drink them room temperature. I can't drink them cold because it hurts. And actually, scientifically, you can process water faster at room temperature because your body won't process water unless it reaches the body temperature of your body.
Hmm. Right? Well, that's why when I get a hangover, I don't mind if I drink it warm.
Because it goes down faster. Yeah, so if you drink cold water, it's going to stay in your stomach until it reaches room temperature, or body temperature rather, and then it'll process through. Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
Oh, that's something new.
It is something new.
I got a new wrinkle in my brain.
Which is another thing we talked about. Every time you learn something, you get a wrinkle in your brain. But we're not sure if that's actually true or if we just make that up. But anyway, thank you, Ma, for being on the podcast. I appreciate you. I love you so much. You made me the man I am today. And I'm happy that I was able to have you on the podcast. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I thought I was going to get really nervous, but it was an easy conversation.
Right?
Yes,
it's not
I
as bad.
It.
When I said you were going to be on the podcast, you were all freaking out. And now it's not. It's just a flow conversation, right?
Yeah. So thank you. I love you. You're the best.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that podcast with my mom as much as I did, because as long as I've known her, which is 29 years now, I learned stuff today that I didn't know my last 29 years. So you guys learned some information with me, which is really cool. But anyway, I'm transitioning now to reading y'all's reviews, because without you guys, like I always say, there is no us. Rather, there's no me right now because Nicole's gone. So I do everything I can to say thank you guys. So here we go. Love, Love, Love by Fallon W. 5 stars. Can't believe I just found out about this podcast. I have a 45-minute commute to work every day, so I've really enjoyed catching up from the beginning. Wow. Vic and Nicole are so down to earth and so funny. Love, love, love them and the back and forth banter. For the record, I'm only on episode 10. Wow, that is awesome. And you have, what is it, 80? You have another 70 episodes to go, 71 to get to this one. So there's a lot left for you. I'm so happy you're enjoying it. Please, guys, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. The easiest way is on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to this anywhere you listen to podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. You can always go to www.cococalientepodcast.com. You can listen to us there, and you can also check out our merchandise. Nicole's been wearing our Coco Caliente podcast shirt on the show. Shout out. Woo-woo. So that's the best way to support us is by buying some of our merchandise. Don't forget to follow us at Coco Caliente Pod on Twitter and at Coco Caliente Podcast on Instagram. Thank you, guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.